summoned for another offering. Last time it was a box of chocolate croissants. I told them if they don't start leaving me better offerings, I... Oh, hello, gorgeous. Look at you, writhing around on my altar slab like a pinned butterfly. I mean to say, hey there. You don't look like you're from around here. You're a traveler, a merchant, a wandering artist's model. Oh, a traveler then. How unlucky. You look very special to me, though. Certainly not from around here. I love the color of your skin and hair. Makes me want to nibble you. Did they do something to you when they tied you down? Cover you in some kind of demonic aphrodisiac? Rawr. Scary, right? You look cute when you're frightened. All big-eyed and sweaty. Hey, it's a good look for you. Humans are most attractive when they look the most human, you know? Between you and me, fear is kind of your natural state. Anyway, how did my followers grab you? Did they pretend to need help and flag you down from the road? No. They found you sleeping? Ugh. So in other words, they got lucky. Well, looking down at you like this, I guess I'm the one who got lucky. You're just... Don't pull away. I know it's scary when a demon touches you. Relax. Relax. You thrash against your bonds like that, and you're gonna hurt yourself. I know I have sharp claws. I'm not going to cut you if you just lay still. Isn't it good to be quiet? To be on your back? Feel your body. No, that's not working. Come on. I know you can do better than that. A deep breath in. No, you have to do it. Well, one, because you have to breathe. And two, because I said so and you're my offering. There we go. Look deeply into my eyes. You're strapped down, but you're safe. Nothing is going to hurt you. You're too pretty for that. Oh, did I just lick my lips? Force of habit. You... What is it about you? I'm trembling with want. You're like a delicious treat. Left all alone. I'm all you have right now. Without me, you might be dead. And why is that so perfect? Untie you from the altar? Maybe if you're a good human. Talk to me lots. Let me look you over. Stop squirming away from me. You're the one who asked for freedom, darling. I just gave you the helpful parameters for getting untied. Isn't that nice of me? That's why my cultists are all such fools. I make everything too easy for them. You want to kiss me? Wow. Skipping over the rewards for good behavior and just jumping to the good part. I like that. Because you're either horny or dumb, but both of those things endear me to you. Come on. I'm going to... What? Untie you after? I don't know. Like I said, it depends. Come on now. Don't offer things you can't make good on. That's right. Delightful. Yeah, I'm keeping you for sure. And telling my cultists they did a good job. Haven't done that in a century or so. Yep, I'm untying you. Come on, I'm gonna take you to my lair and... What now? Why is it always the sweetest rewards require the most work? You have a deal with another demon? Which demon? A powerful one? I'm not scared. I'm a very relaxed demon. I'm a bit more of a backwoods type. More contracts, more problems. Isn't that what they say? Fine. Consider yourself untied. We'll find out more about this. But if you run from me, I'm going to scoop you up like a bag of flour and carry you off. Understand? Oh, you needed to give me something from your bag? I don't need a courtship gift, darling. I'll take it out of you and trade what? This is a wanted poster. That's a handsome bandit. What does this have to do with the demon deal you made? You traded a few years of your life for the location of this bandit on the wanted poster? Why not trade to have the demon simply kill them? The bandit robbed one of your friends and broke their leg. And you want to get vengeance yourself. Aww, that's really sweet. I love it when humans hurt each other for the right reasons. See, here's the rub. Your contract with that demon is technically fulfilled. You have the bandit's location. Ooh, don't look so sad. Darling, stop that. It's harder to be aroused by you when you're sad. You want me to break this bandit's leg? Fine, fine. Take a deep breath in. A long breath out. Here. Let me hold you. Ooh, see? Aren't I nice and warm? That's right. Don't be sad. Oh, I like how you smell. I didn't know humans could be like this. All right, here. Step through the portal and get settled into your new home. I'll come back after I've taken care of this, and I'll bring you some presents. Will that cheer you up? Goodness, look at you. Already wrapping me around your finger. But you're so sweet. I can't help it. I need to take good care of my offerings. And prove to this other demon that I'm better for you. Go. The portal leads to my domain, but I've arranged living quarters for you. Get comfy. I'll be right back. Hey. I'm back. I hope it's okay. I crawled into bed with you. Yeah, one broken bandit leg. Try saying that three times fast. One broken bandit leg, one broken bandit leg, one broken bandit leg. Isn't it sexy how I beat someone up for you? Yeah, I just have one question. Do you think I'm an idiot? I know you didn't make a deal with another demon. I'd smell it on you. That's right. And I know that bandit wasn't some random who robbed your friend. People talk when you hurt them. Oh, it was your ex. Did you just sick a demon on your former lover? Oh, they cheated. Well, then I don't mind. No. They're still alive. Don't worry. Now, you have to cuddle up with me. Come here. Yeah. And when you wake up, we can go through all the gifts I brought you. Fine silk garments, expensive perfume and cologne, some jewelry, a few magic weapons. You're gonna love it. I'm obsessed with you, you know? Yeah. Now, breathe in through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. I'm right here, holding you. Keeping you safe. Now, close your eyes. And I want you to rest, okay? I'll see you in the morning. Good night.